Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Yeah, Tommy Tucker, 8:16 here on day whatever it is of the weather. It seems like we've been talking about it for a month. Thursday, January 23rd, in case you lost track of it, the AFC-NFC Championships this week and the Super Bowl in 2 weeks in New Orleans. But, of course, the snow and the frozen weather has been our concern, continues to be. Danny Griffin joins us now, our friend, owner of Pipes R Us Plumbing. How you doing, Danny?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm okay. You've been at this a while. I lived here all my life. My concern now is that as the temperature rises above freezing, all plumbing hell is about to break loose. Thoughts?
Right now, as of this morning, we have 30 confirmed calls. We have about another 43 that we have to get back to. So it's looking like it's going to be pretty busy, and it hadn't even thawed out yet.
So what can people look for as the temperature begins to come above freezing?
Listen very carefully. If you have a raised house, you can go underneath your house and just like take a peek and see if there's any water that's going anywhere, or just listen to hear if you hear water running in your home. So basically, you know, when you turn the faucet on, you can hear it in another room or something like that. If you have broken pipes and you can't see them, you'll be able to hear some water running. That's the best time to call a plumber and get on a list and shut your water off to your home.
I was talking earlier about people, you know, people are of different abilities and ages and so forth. And for people that don't know and have never done it, how do they even find out where the water goes into their home?
I'd probably say a good 75 to 80% is going to have the main water service coming into the front of your house or on the front right or front left of your house. And you'll see it coming out of the ground, and hopefully it's insulated with black insulation on it. And you'll be able to tell there's a valve coming up out of the ground. You should be able to shut that off. But 9 times out of 10, it's going to be towards the front of your home.
Let me open the text line here at 504-260-1870 while Danny Griffin is with us, owner of Pipes R Us Plumbing, about some. If you got any questions or not. Here's a text that comes in. It says, single mom left a stream flowing in the kitchen throughout the freeze. Water stopped. Can they figure things out with the temperatures still this low? If the water pressure, Danny, is available, it might be low, but if the water pressure is, if water's still being pushed from the water district, wherever it happens to be, and you don't have water in your house, chances are you got a frozen pipe somewhere?
Absolutely, because even if it's low water pressure from the city, you're still going to get some kind of flow coming through. If you're not getting any flow whatsoever, that means you have frozen pipes.
Somebody else wants to know about should they go into their attic to protect their pipes, or is it too late for that?
It's too late. The damage is done. If it's frozen, it's frozen. I mean, this is something that's been going on. You know, a freeze for so long is just, it's hard to prepare for it, for number one. Obviously, we live in the South. And number two, there's nothing you can do right now except for wait and see.
Somebody else texted and said, if my water's running fine with no issues this morning, pressure seems normal, does that mean everything's okay?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, if it's running fine, it's going to be okay. But again, the best thing to do is, if you have a raised house, just go look underneath it, because if you got broken water lines, then you might still get water pressure if it's just a hairline crack, if that makes sense. So when it thaws out, the best thing to do is just check and see. Like, look under your house, walk around outside of your house, see if you see any water anywhere, and to assess it from that situation.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Danny Griffin. He's busy, and he's about to get really busy as the temperatures thaw and the frozen pipes and broken pipes begin to reveal themselves. He owns Pipes R Us Plumbing. If you got any questions or comments about plumbing or frozen pipes, here's your chance. 504-260-1870. We'll take answer some of those questions when we come back. 820 traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Danny Griffin from Pipes R Us Plumbing. Nice enough to spend some time with us. Danny, if somebody does want to get on the list, I got a call here, text rather than somebody wanting to know that. How do they contact you guys again on the list for plumbing emergencies?
504 2730.
All right, back to the text line we go. Somebody wants to know, can the freeze damage your water heater even if you're dripping your water?
It depends on where your water heater is. I mean, if it's outside, it's a good possibility. If it's up in your attic and there's no insulation, no heat, it could happen also. You know, those are the things. Those are the things that you want to make sure that you look at. But for the most part, water heaters are insulated. They might not be insulated, you know, they're insulated for energy efficient. So that gives you a little bit of protection. But if it's, again, outside or up in the attic, it could be an issue.
So is it like pregnant or not in terms of freeze or not and broken pipes, if that makes any sense? Somebody texted in.
Can you repeat that for me, please?
Well, like, is it like either pregnant or you're not? Is it like the pipes either freeze or they don't? If they freeze, does that mean they're going to burst or not necessarily?
No. They can expand and contract. If people have PECs in their homes, it's going to expand a lot more than copper will. Mm-hmm. The materials that we're using today, they can expand somewhat. Obviously, they can't, you know, expand to three times their size, but they can take some. I had at my home, I had a water ice maker that froze up in my attic, and it basically just thawed out and it didn't pop. It is possible that it will not break. It's just, it might just be frozen. But again, it'd be best to get on and have plenty of patience, because again, we can only get to so many a day. And obviously everybody knows that, you know, the Crescent City Connection is still closed. Coming here in this morning, we took in Metairie Road off Airline Highway, and it's still slippery. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're driving just as slow as everybody else, but we're trying to get to everybody to get their repairs done.
Notice my water pressure is not as strong as normal. Checked all the pipes. Didn't have any leaks. All my pipes are wrapped. New construction house. No signs of leakage. Chances are just low water pressure from the parish. Thoughts on that, Danny?
It could be. Yeah, it could be. I mean, again, you know, everybody's still running their water until it goes above freezing, so you're going to have a little bit of a pressure drop.
Somebody else said, I have a warm spot on my floor. In the past, this has indicated a broken pipe. However, we've been running a small trickle of hot water for a few days now. What do you suggest they do to monitor it to see if it's indeed just the hot water or a broken pipe underneath?
If it's a hot spot, normally in a slab, it's going to be a broken line. Because you shouldn't be feeling the heat coming through your floor on a pipe, because they're a lot lower than in your slab or that close to your slab. 9 times out of 10, they're going to be underneath. So that's just hot water coming up, and that probably is going to be a broken pipe.
Somebody else wants to know, if they do have a broken pipe, other than shutting the water down, is there any way to make a temporary repair until you guys get out there?
I'd be honest with you and tell you, not anything that I know of. It depends. I mean, there's so many different materials out there that you're going to have to marry the pipes to that I couldn't really tell you that one specific thing.
I know that a lot of the stuff you see on TV, this where they spray and it stops a leak, I've never had one of those things work in my life. I don't know about you, but...
No, I wouldn't recommend that. It looks great on TV, but a lot of things look great on TV, so I would not recommend it.
Right there with you, because I've never seen one of those things work. Any final thoughts, Danny, before we let you go?
Yeah, the biggest thing is again, I've repeated myself so many times on doing interviews, everybody just have some patience, that we can only do so much in one day. Also, when you call and you have a plumber coming out, get a price from them. Make sure you're not getting gouged. Make sure that, you know, you're getting charged a normal rate to make these repairs, because we're in a situation that we're in doesn't mean that everybody can be taken advantage of. So, and this is also, in a bad economy right after Christmas. So just check your prices when you call. Ask them. They should be upfront with you and let you know how much they're going to charge you to come out for an hourly rate or for a repair rate.
Oh, on a personal note, I'm just curious. Do you guys sweat pipe anymore? Is it all compression fittings?
We sweat some pipes still. Okay. When we put in water heaters or stuff like that, we'll sweat. But for most of them, we have just clamp fittings that we clamp the copper now. It's not a sweat situation.
Yeah, because, boy, you better know what you're doing when you try to sweat pipe. Because it's in the induction,
exactly.
Right? In the induction of the solder?
Well, you got to have constant heat all the way around it to be able to suck up the solder that you're putting into the pipe.
That's what I was trying to say,
I tell everybody, that's a fine art of doing that, and it takes a while to learn it. So if anybody, a homeowner, thinks they're just going to go out there and sweat a pipe, that's probably not going to turn out that well.
No, sir. That's an art, not a science. Thank you, and experience. Thank you, Danny. I appreciate it. Danny Griffin, owner of Pipes R Us Plumbing. Break now for news, 8:30, Tommy Tucker, WWL.